Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
This is WGN. Joining us is Yonam Cohen, who is the Consul General of Israel to the Midwest. Yonam, thanks for joining us on WGN. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you.
I presume you have a better line to maybe what's happening in Israel than most of us. Can you give us an update on anything you'd like us to know about the war in Israel and Gaza, or for that matter, the preparations for the invasion?
Yes. 12 days after the most devastating terror attack against Israelis in our short 75-year history, we're still in the process of identifying the casualties. We're talking about more than 1,400 people, the vast majority of them civilians, who have been killed by Hamas and Islamic Jihad. Unfortunately, there is still a few hundreds of bodies who are unidentified because they were brutalized by the terrorists. So it's a very long and painful process. At the same time, there is more than 200 hostages held by Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Among them, more than, up until now, we have identified more than 30 kids and babies, some of them American citizens, by the way. So this is where we are. As you mentioned, Israel is preparing for an operation that the aim of it will be to make sure that the threat that is posed to Israeli civilian population by Hamas and Islamic Jihad is eradicated. And I assume that that will take place at a certain point in the Gaza Strip.
Do you have anything to say about the continued shelling of Gaza and the casualties on the other side of civilians?
The operation in the Gaza Strip is against the Hamas and Islamic Jihad, the terrorists. We do every effort to separate, to distinct between Hamas, Islamic Jihad, who are terrorist organizations, and the civilian population. Unfortunately, as we have seen, Hamas do not only kill Israeli civilians, but only also their own people. For example, the hospital in the Gaza Strip that was, according to American sources, between 100 and 200 people were killed there. They were trying to put the blame on Israel, but as President Biden and the American Congress confirmed, it was due to a misfired missile by the Islamic Jihad that was meant to kill Israelis, but it fell in the Gaza Strip and killed a lot of Palestinian civilians. So this is something that is definitely horrifying. And this is exactly why we have to continue to fight against Hamas and Islamic Jihad.
I understand that. It's unfortunate. It's beyond unfortunate what happened at the hospital. But even prior to that, the number of killed Palestinians is estimated to be close to 3,000. And of course, many of them are young people and children. And so I think the question lingering in the minds of some people, including the thousands that demonstrated in Chicago yesterday, is how can Israel execute its plans without killing so many innocent people?
I think that this is exactly why the IDF called our defense forces, called for the civil population in Gaza to evacuate from the northern part of the city, of the Gaza Strip, where the terror attack against Israelis who were butchered, entire families killed and slaughtered in their homes, in their beds, babies burned into ashes just last week. Let's not forget it. This is why our defense forces called to the civilian population in the Gaza Strip to evacuate to the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Unfortunately, and President Biden confirmed that too, Hamas is preventing from their own population to evacuate. They have put roadblocks to prevent the people from going down south. They have detonated a bridge in the Gaza Strip to prevent their own people from going down south. Why are they doing that? Because they want the civil population there, they want to use them as human shields, and unfortunately, that is why you also see civilians getting killed in the Gaza Strip.
Right, and to that degree, the human shield, if you will, isn't working. That doesn't keep Israel from yet firing rockets into Gaza.
Israel is firing rockets into Gaza to fight and to kill the terrorist organization that have perpetrated the biggest terrorist history of our country, 1,400 civilians. I'm sure you have empathy to all the babies who got killed, to the mothers who were raped and then butchered in front of their children, to the 260 young adults who went to celebrate in the nature, to celebrate peace, and were butchered together, like, you know, in a mass killing that, you know, the terror attack that happened just 10 days ago is the biggest slaughter of Jews since the Holocaust. As President Biden himself confirmed, Hamas is not interested in the two-state solution. They're not interested in the well-being of the Palestinians. They're only interested in destroying the one and only Jewish state and to kill as many Jews as they can. These are not my words. These are the words of President Biden. And I think that the most important thing about President Biden's visit just 2 days ago in Israel is that he set a very clear moral compass to the world. And what he said yesterday, again, in his speech, is that you have to make a choice. You either stand with the United States, Israel, freedom, or democracy, or you stand with Hamas, Iran, terrorism, and killing civilians. This is the clear choice that every person should make and every country should make. And I'm very happy to see that there is not just full support from President Biden, the American Congress, 50 governors all across this country, but also from European countries and many Arab countries that understand. Just yesterday, a Saudi leader was speaking about the need to eradicate Hamas. I think there's a full understanding that we're fighting a murderous terrorist organization who is guided by a twisted ideology that is aiming to kill civilians. And this is what we're fighting. This is the moral fight that Israel is doing now, and we will continue to do that.
Mr. Cohen, I hope you understand that my line of questioning is not at odds with the interest or the safety of the people of Israel. This may be a conversation above my pay grade, but I do hear from other commentators who say that Israel should be cautious not to maybe repeat the mistakes that the United States made when it invaded or started bombing Afghanistan or initiated a war in Iraq. Maybe in the long run, it's a lot of lives and money and opportunity lost. That's my last question. What would you say about our experiences from 9/11 that Israel should be learning as it gets ready to invade Gaza?
My major lesson is that if we look at the numbers of the civilians who were killed in Israel, that is equivalent to more than 40,000 Americans. So if you talk about 9/11, the first thing that comes to my mind is that we're not talking about one 9/11 or two 9/11s or five 9/11s in Israel. That is equivalent to 13 or 14 9/11s in one morning in Israel. This is why Israel is reacting. Of course, we have to do, and we are doing, everything we can to protect civilians in Gaza. But let's remember who hold hostage also the civilian population in Gaza, and that is Hamas. And we try to do whatever we can, but at the same time, we have to make sure we protect our civilians. And this is a war, this is a terror attack in a magnitude that the Western world has never seen. And this is why we're operating now. So this is the moral compass that I try to maintain, while, mm-hmm. of course, we try to make any effort to keep civilians out of this war.
Inam Cohen is the Consul General of Israel to the Midwest. I very much appreciate your time joining us
today,
sir.
Thank you for having me.